This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Pressure. You got to rise above it. Mm-hmm. You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness energy, block bad. Mm-hmm. Feel the flow, happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel. Oh, my brain has got me under pressure. It's got me under
pressure. All right, time for the whole show pressure cooker. We got three games in particular that we're looking at tonight. Michael, the Denver Nuggets are at San Antonio tonight at 7 o'clock. The Colorado State Rams are in Vegas for the second round of the Mountain West Tournament going up against San Diego State. And your Colorado Avalanche are in Seattle tonight taking on the Kraken. Let's eliminate the Avs. There's no pressure on the Avs, right?
Yeah, they'll beat the butt.
They lost to Edmonton, but I mean, are you concerned that this team doesn't just bounce right the hell back? There's no concern there.
They'll bounce. They got it.
They got it, yeah. There's no pressure on CSU, Mike. You're going up against San Diego State, so to dive in, I don't just like to do teams necessarily, but there's no pressure on the Rams tonight. Everyone thinks San Diego State's going to win. You're playing with house money. Go win this game, and the legend, the early legend of Ali Farokhmanesh just grows more and more.
And Brady, since today is Thursday, it's my picks. So, there's no pressure on CSU.
Do it how I would do it. Let's see how good you are.
There's no pressure on CSU. They have a roster with the people that have a lot of names. Ali Farokhmanesh, God,
that's
what
close.
A tough name to spell.
Yeah, no one can.
I think the Rams, they can spell that name. I don't think their opponent is going to be able to spell that name, but it doesn't matter because the Rams are going to lose.
Yeah, okay. You didn't set that up. You didn't. You should have. You gotta let the anticipation grow, Mike. I have a lot to teach you. It's okay. We have plenty of time to do it. Sounds like I'm stuck with you because we're getting no applications. Literally none. For a whole show producer.
It's because no one can do this like me.
I think I run them off and then there's just a bad... I'm starting to build a reputation.
Or, Brady, maybe it's not me. Maybe it's you.
It could be me. You know who the pressure's on tonight?
You.
We go to San Antonio. Nuggets are 4.5-point dogs in this game. You know who the pressure's on? I hate to put more pressure on this guy. It's Cam Johnson. Cam Johnson had 15 points last night. Or 16 points. He was hitting a couple of threes. Seemed more confident. Said he was overthinking it. He's in a weird place. Maybe he got out of that place. I'm not saying for the Nuggets to win a championship, Cam Johnson's got to be really good, but he replaced Michael Porter Jr., a significant part of what you were doing the last several years. So I'm looking directly at Cam Johnson, and I think he is... I think he's got to be the guy that you're certainly looking at and saying, hey, he's in the pressure cooker.
The camera's on Cam. Get it done.
Camera's on Cam. Tonight against San Antonio.
In the pressure cooker.
Whew. Oh, man. Spurs have been good. Spurs are a very good basketball team, Michael.
Who's going to win?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Is Wimby playing?
My picks are on Thursday and...
Nobody cares.
You can have my Thursday today.
This isn't a thing.
It is now.
Stop trying to make it a thing. It's never going to be a thing. Nobody cares. Do the Nuggets win tonight? Oh, boy. I don't know. If we... They looked so much better last night against Houston. They looked so much better. And they made Kevin Durant look human. So I have faith in this team, but Mike, I'm not prepared to give my full assessment until Tuesday. Back to back. I think they got to their hotel at like 2 a.m. So I'm excited for the game. I'm really pumped for this one. Gonna have to do the dual TV thing again, man, get spoiled. And then July, I'm gonna wish I had all these games to watch again. But for now, we dual TV it. We watch both. We watch the Rams and we watch the Nuggets.
Can you record some of these games?
Yeah, but then I have to watch them like later.
No, I mean, record it and save them like, and watch them again in July.
Oh, no.
Just remember, how? Oh, this is what winning sports is like.
Oh, you don't think the Rockies are going to be good in July?
I think the Rockies are definitely going to allow you to shave your face and your hair.
In a reasonable time?
On July 31st.
Ooh, that's not a reasonable time. I'm going to look very rough.
What else is new?
Smitty throwing some shade at one of our listeners, a Wyoming fan. He asked Go Pokes if there's any pressure on Wyoming after yesterday. I think the Cowboys is what? Is this the second year for Sundance? I don't think there's pressure. If I'm Wyoming, I'm not moving on from that dude anytime soon. I think he's the best they could ask for right now. I think his fan engagement is incredible. He's got a lot of energy. I think you need a guy that's over the top, energetic. So I don't think Wyoming's there. Not yet. I don't think so. Did we discuss this? Have I seen this story? Faith, send that to me. I don't think I've seen this story. The Tony Dungy story? Faith says, sorry if you guys already discussed this. Stupid work makes me do stuff sometimes, so I can't always listen. Have you touched on the Tony Dungy situation? Michael?
Just a quick side note. The fire is under control and crews are performing mop-up.
Oh, good. So is the mandatory evacuation? What's the story there?
I believe it is no longer in effect. It has been lifted according to NOCO alert, and that was at 12:53. So as of 1:06, according to Poudre Fire Authority, they're doing mop-up duty.
Okay, good. Well, that's good news. Tony Dungy has been informed by NBC that he won't be back with Football Night in America this fall, and he tweeted, this has given me time to reflect and also look ahead. It's disappointing news, but I want to thank my NBC family for making the last 17 years so special. I'll have lasting memories of my time there. I like Tony Dungy as a coach and as a man. Do I think he's the best talker when it comes to football analysis and stuff? I'm going to say he's kind of lukewarm. Is that fair to say? I love his values. I love who he is as a person from what I know, and I don't know him.
He was a little too pro Tebow for me.
Man, I love... Have you seen what Tebow's doing, his work that he's doing, his Tebow Foundation? You know,
he
work?
Did come to Colorado.
What he's doing... You know, really fighting the sex trafficking and all that stuff, man. I think what he's doing is obviously way bigger than anything he could have ever done on a football field. I just started diving into that rabbit hole last night. I mean, he's speaking before Congress, man. He's doing some powerful things, some amazing things. So I like don't even want to talk negatively about that time anymore. Faith says she thinks it had to do, or she's hearing that it had to do with the fact that he apparently didn't vote for Belichick.
That's not a reason to fire somebody.
No,
but
he's not. Does Tony Dungy? Okay, let me. Faith has a young son. He's not young son. I guess he's an. I guess he would
young adult.
Young adult son playing for the University of Northern Colorado. Go Bears! You ask Miles. Love that kid, by the way. what he thinks of guys like Tony Dungy. What I'm saying is, like, what does the youth think? Because you're making moves now to try to appeal to 18-year-olds and 60-year-olds, right? You're trying to find that balance. Is he entertaining?
I mean, he's an old name.
I know he's analyzing a particular football game, but you know what they're going for now. Not just ESPN, but NBC. They want takes. They want guys. Yeah, well, X's and O's, but they want takes. I just don't know if Tony Dungy's that guy.
You and I knew him. Like, you and I knew him growing up as a coach, as the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then the coach of
the
Indianapolis Colts. There we go.
There you go.
Brains back in the head.
Yeah.
Nobody young knows who he is.
I just
like
think
he retired right after he won the Super Bowl, either like right after that year or a couple years afterwards.
Yeah, and like you and I grew up with Berman and Jackson, right? They were amazing. Does Tom Jackson
timeless?
Oh, when he and Berman were talking football, dude, everything else was it. That was the focus. But I don't know if do they resonate with the 20-somethings now? Do those guys resonate? I think Berman maybe does.
Berman would.
But Jackson's just
Those two could appeal to anyone.
Maybe
Tony
so.
Dungy is just, like, he will appeal to some audiences. Don't know if he's going to appeal to younger people. He would appeal to me because of, you know, my experience watching the NFL. But I, like you, lukewarm on the guy.
Yeah. Faith says, hey, Miles would probably be a little biased because he's a Colts fan. I forgot about that. But he's made comments that he's a little old school for current television. Yeah, he's a little old school. You know, like Gruden, doesn't he appeal to everybody? Gruden appeals to everybody. He's got enough football knowledge to sprinkle in there, but he's also got a little bit of attitude, and he's kind of got hot takey stuff, too. He's kind of goofy. He can be a goofball, too. He appeals to a lot of different people.
He appeals to you as a broadcaster. As a coach, I hate his guts.
Why? Because he was coach of the Raiders?
Yes.
17 minutes after the hour. I got to take a break here because we have Kevin Lytle joining us. We do have action going on right now in the Mountain West Tournament. Let's see. UNLV is playing Utah State, and it's 6-5, 15 minutes left in the first half. UNLV's up 6-5. So Kevin's probably going to step out from watching that game to talk to us for a little bit. So we'll bring Kevin Lytle from the Colorado on live from Vegas on in just a moment. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We'll be right back. Joining me now, not in studio, not in the Aloe Fiber studios. He couldn't make it. He's a little busy. He is in Las Vegas, taking in a lot of basketball. Kevin Lytle, of course, covering Colorado State on the women's side. The Rams are going dancing, and for the men's side, they find a way to beat San Diego State tonight, and whew, maybe that dream starts to become a little bit more of a reality. Kevin Lytle of the Colorado and joining us on the First Advantage Hotline. Kevin, my man, first off, on the women's side of things, what a performance that they and for them to do it without one of their top scorers and beat Air Force 56-42 to punch their ticket.
Yeah, that was the whole tournament for the women was kind of crazy. I mean, they were looking down and out in the quarterfinal before a big rally on buzzer beater, you know, in the semifinal facing UNLV, who's been, you know, run the Mountain West and kind of their nemesis for a long time. And in that, Alexis Bargesser goes down in the second quarter while CSU is trailing. It looked grim right there, but again, great response from the team to come back and win that one. And then the Air Force game, that was just a grinder. You could tell both teams were just gassed. It was a battle, but again, CSU found a way to make plays, really lock down defense, and yeah, they're going dancing now. First time since 2016, so snap a 9-season drought, and it was much needed. I mean, I've said this, written this before, that You know, Ryan Williams needed to get them back to the postseason, you know, the big postseason, and they did it in a big way. Really impressive tournament from CSU.
Kevin, what are you hearing on Bargesser? You know, that was obviously a big blow, hearing, you know, her going down, and then for this team to still battle back, beat UNLV, and then find out, hey, you don't have her against Air Force. Are they going to have her for the tournament?
Yeah, really unfortunate. They haven't said for sure. You know, I'm sure they probably are doing more testing and stuff when they got back to Fort Collins after the tournament. Everything, it sounds unlikely that she'd be available. You know, we'll see for sure. Soonish, maybe. You know, there's kind of a gap here because, you know, they don't pick the tournament till Sunday, so they have a little bit of a gap and time to figure things out. But unfortunately, my fear right now is that she won't be available,
yeah.
Which is, you know, forget the basketball side, just a personal level. You have to feel really badly for her. You know, this was the season she came to try and have one monster season after, you know, probably being underutilized at Indiana. And she did it and got the team where she wanted to and you know, couldn't participate in the very end. Really, really bummed for her.
Yeah, Kevin, you're right. That's a tough story. Because like you said, you know, she spends, what, 3 years with Indiana and then comes to Colorado, yeah, State with that goal in mind, lead this team to the NCAA tournament. And you get almost there, and bam, it looks like maybe she's not going to be able to participate in that one.
Yeah, really. But you always feel bad for injuries, but especially, you know, I feel for seniors that who knows what's, you know, next athletically for them, but really tough way for her to end it. But team certainly rallied around her and, you know, made as cool a moment as they could for her. So really, really impressed with how they performed out here in Vegas.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And so that's great. We got that ticket punched. It's an unfortunate story with her, of course, but the Rams will be going dancing. Colorado State men's side of things. Last night was a little strange. CSU's down at the half, 32-27. I'm watching the coverage from Mount West guys, you know, and they're like, upset alert, here we go. But the Rams got it done, and they end up winning 67-63. And man, Jace Butler had himself a night for this team. You got to have guys step up in big ways, and he was one of them to do so.
Definitely. You know, we probably did expect and should have expected it would be, again, kind of a grinder. The two games against Fresno State this year were really tough just for whatever reason. They kind of, I don't want to say they have CSU's number because CSU won two of the three games, but they're just tough. It's a physical matchup, and CSU just doesn't really play well. And then I think you throw in the first game of these tournaments, you know, often are ugly for a lot of different reasons, and that was the case. But CSU hung in. I think that was the important thing. You know, the game in Fresno when they did lose the Bulldogs, CSU played bad at the start and let Fresno build a big lead. Whereas here I'd say, again, CSU wasn't great at the start, but they just kind of hung around. And, you know, it was kind of always in that, like, 4 to 7 point deficit range, which is manageable. And sure enough, CSU got a couple, you know, big steals in the second half that kind of sparked a rally, and off they go. And yeah, you highlight Jace Butler is the way to go. He probably the best game he's played. I know he did have, you know, the one game where he scored more, but the key threes, he's really good on defense. He's just becoming a really, really, really good player.
And I know, Kevin, when the season is done, we'll do a kind of a recap Rams Weekly here to figure out who's going to be with this team next year. But when you start seeing these younger guys step up and play at this high of a level, or when they need to the most, that's exciting. And for a guy like Jace Butler, if you look at that and say, man, this might be who we're going to see from now on, he would be one to build around next season.
Yeah, absolutely, because he just does everything well. You know, Ali Farouk-Manesh has kind of said he's the Jaylen Lake, and that's a very high compliment because they love Jay Lake about as much as any player they've ever had in the program. He defends well. You know, his three ball is really good. He's shooting like 46% from three. He's gotten really good at driving and getting to the rim and either finishing there or getting fouled. He shoots a lot of free throws. So, yeah, Jason's becoming just a really, really good player. You know, Ali said after the game, he goes, well, this is what I am. I'm always the second option. Players turn me down, go elsewhere, don't succeed, and come back. You know, kind of referencing probably a few, but, you know, I think Nick Clifford most significantly. And you know, Jace Butler, CSU recruited heavily. He chose Washington, didn't play much there, and is back as a Ram, or is a Ram now, I should say. And it's going really well.
Yeah, no, I love seeing it. And that's what you have to have in these games too, Kevin, right? You have to have one or two guys. You know, Kerry Booth had a nice game last night, but you have to have one or two guys really step up and maybe do some things that we didn't see a whole lot of throughout the course of the regular season.
Yeah, definitely. Because I, you know, if you look at CSU's rotation, I would say, I don't know, maybe six of the guys played, you know, below what their season kind of average quality would be last night. But when you had a couple step up big time, you know, Jace obviously leading that, you were able to counterbalance that. And that's where that depth comes in. We've said, you know, it doesn't, there's not one guy that has to be good every night because they have different guys that can do it.
Kevin Lytle joining us. What's the atmosphere like there, man? I mean, the game last night, of course, was fun if you're a Rams fan. But what's this tournament been like to witness on a gamely basis there, live and in person? How what's the vibe like, this being the last time all these teams are together in this tournament?
Yeah, it really starts cranking up today. You know, Utah State is playing right now, and they bring a huge student section. The herd is pretty amazing, and the energy they bring. Grand Canyon, the newbies, I'm sure they'll have one. They play the next game. So, yeah, it's fun. It's also, you know, a lot of, you know, kind of side conversations with people, sort of like, this is weird. Like, we're not doing this again. This is the last one. So definitely a little bit of, I think, nostalgia going around. And, you know, the basketball is going to be really good. It was a fun night last night. You know, Tim Miles got a huge win over Boise State. So it's been fun both in, you know, energy and atmosphere as well as the basketball.
And yeah, the game, I'm assuming after this interview, Kevin, you're going to go back to watching this battle between UNLV and Utah State. But, you know, what do you make, what is the score right now? It's pretty close right now, and halfway through the first half, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tight one. UNLV has been playing well late in the season. They can get really hot. They're really, you know, physically strong and all that. But Utah State, you know, UNLV beat Utah State twice this season. Mm. So I feel like Utah State's not going to get a three-game sweep from them. But who knows? It should be fun. I think all the games today, you know, I guess maybe New Mexico, San Jose State is the one you would look at and say maybe not. But San Jose State just walloped Boise State last night. So we're in for some good games today.
All right. So how do you feel about this one tonight? 6 o'clock. Or this one's 6 o'clock, right, Kevin?
Seven Mountain.
There we go. Seven Mountain. That's good. CSU, when they beat San Diego State a couple weeks ago, that was kind of that game, I think, had a lot of heads turning. Mine in particular. Yep. It's like, okay, this team isn't messing around anymore.
Yep, absolutely. I think that and the UNLV road game, which was a few days before, were the two that I was like, okay, you know, they're really putting some together. We know the keys. I mean, it's kind of what we talked about a lot this season, especially when CSU was struggling. Don't turn the ball over. San Diego State lives on those. So if CSU's clean with the ball, I like their chances. San Diego State has not been playing well. I think this is one, again, a little bit cliche, but start well. Make them question themselves. Make them moody, because this is a San Diego State team that's shown they're vulnerable. So don't let them get their swagger going early.
Yeah, and they just have, every year, they just have so many different weapons. I mean, you look at, I think their last game, was it against UNLV? Mm-hmm. And you look at a guy coming off the bench who I love watching play, small guard, but point guard, B.J. Davis, coming off the bench with 30 points, man. They just have a lot of dudes, and when you have that kind of production coming off your bench, that's when you know you have a great basketball team.
Yeah, absolutely. He kind of saved them in that game, because that was another, I don't think they played particularly well, but they were able to win that one. So, yeah, it's going to be a really fascinating game. I think, you know, San Jose State pretty much, I believe, has to make or win the Mountain West tournament to make the NCAA tournament. So I think if you're going to play them, you'd actually prefer it to be early, because I think later in the tournament they start to smell blood of like, oh, you know, here we go. We're San Diego State in March. Get them early when maybe, like I say, their vibes, their energy isn't quite at the peak level yet.
You saying San Diego State, of course, would need to win the tournament to obviously get in. Is that still the same feeling for Colorado State? We're getting a lot of people ask those questions. It sure seems like that would still be the way in the door for CSU, is just to win the tournament.
Yeah, definitely, especially with the loss to Boise State to end the regular season. I don't think CSU really had at-large hopes at all. But yeah, it's win the tournament is the way in. Other postseason, you know, the NIT is potentially still an option. But yeah, for the NCAA tournament, CSU needs to win the thing.
The Rams are 5.5-point dogs tonight, Kevin. How you feeling about this one?
You know, ever since I saw San Diego State come to Moby, and you know, I was hearing some of the conversation around them and watching them more, the vibe is off with this team. Again, they're ultra talented. When they turn on, they can be really, really, really good. So I'm not dismissing them at all. But I, like I say, I think they're vulnerable. And I think CSU did not play very well last night. I just think they're going to turn up another level and get some of the guys, you know, get Jorgensen going, get Rex Steiner going. I did a little prediction video, and everyone go watch that, please. But my prediction was I think CSU gets an upset here.
Yeah, look, we get the side scoop. I mean, Kevin's already putting it out there. His prediction, he likes him. He likes the Rams, but we get this little extra special scoop here on the whole show, Kevin. So, man, an exclusive on this day.
Absolutely. I don't know. It's somewhat vibes, but somewhat, you know, logic looking at these teams. But I just think if CSU protects the ball, they can do things that disjoint the San Diego State team.
So if they beat San Diego State, then it would be, like you said, the New Mexico or San Jose State. Do you like their chances even more in a game like that? If they can survive the Aztecs tonight, man, we could be realistically saying, hey, this team could get into that championship game and then throw everything out the window.
I mean, there's no doubt that if CSU wins tonight, all of a sudden the conversation does ramp up, you know, significantly of, oh, you know, is this a bid stealer happening? You know, again, never say never, but you would think New Mexico will win that game. New Mexico in a semifinal here is tough. They call it Pit West for a reason. New Mexico is sniffing an NCAA tournament berth. They maybe need to win the Mountain West tournament, but they have a little better at-large chance than San Diego State, I think. So they're probably thinking, hey, get to the championship and we're doing okay. A New Mexico semifinal would be very, very tough, but CSU just won at the real Pit.
Yeah.
So who knows? This is why I keep saying this league is just so wide open. I mean, pretty much everyone that's left can beat everyone else. So I could make a pretty strong argument for pretty much every team left on how they could win it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And, of course, this game going on right now between UNLV and Utah State. So far, pretty tight, pretty back and forth at this stage. Kevin, I had a chance today. I know you were out there earlier before you took off to Vegas. I went to spring practice today. I didn't see anything like, I'm getting people like, oh, what players, wide receivers, people stand out. I don't know, man. They're catching balls. They're throwing balls. I didn't see anything that actually lit me up on the player side of things. But Jim Mora is an intense human being, Kevin. I will say that.
Yeah, it is a, intense, I guess is just the best word, intense vibe out there. It is not, I think in my story from the first day of spring practice, I said, this is not like a baseball spring training where, you know, oh, let's hang out, you know, throw the baseball around, chill, get some sun. It is not that. It is very intense out there.
Yeah. I do not want to get in trouble with Jim Mora. I'll tell you that, Kevin. He was getting after dudes.
Yeah. It is intense. There are probably other words, but that's a good one.
Kevin Lytle, my friend, always great to catch up with you. Enjoy yourself watching these games, and outstanding coverage, as always, from you on all things Colorado State, on both the men's and women's side, and this Mountain West tournament. Looking forward to more coming up here in the next few hours. I can't wait for this game to tip off.
Absolutely. It's going to be a really, really fun day and fun game tonight. So excited to bring coverage for folks.
All right, my man. We'll let you slide because I know you want to catch the rest of this UNLV Utah State game. So we'll let you go and look forward to catching up with you next week.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, man. Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And so he likes the Rams to win tonight. He likes the Rams to get it done. I don't know. My picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. But it is Thursday. It's not Friday, so
are you saying that Kevin's picks are on Thursday?
Well, he doesn't get like, not everybody just gets my thing. Nope, that's not his thing. It's my thing. I'm not doing my pick right now.
Kevin Lytle picked the Rams.
That's what. I feel like you're putting the epic music underneath there to set up for some kind of great segment, but you just kind of sputters, Mike. The segment, the content didn't live up to the music.
I'm sorry, but he already picked it. Had I known he was going to pick it at that moment, I would have had the music going.
I haven't said out loud one way or the other for the Rams yet on any game this year. I've mentally thought it. I even admitted to Ali Farokmanesh that I picked him. I'm not doing the pick right now. Not doing the pick right now, Mike. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that except
for
Thursday.
But the game's tonight.
But it's at the end of the show.
Can't retroactively pick.
Yeah, you can sometimes if you make your own rules. I did think they were going to lose to UNLV on the road. But I did not put that out there. I admitted to Ali Farokmanesh that I thought they would. What kind of guy does that? I'll tell you, a guy with integrity, Mike, a guy with pride and a guy that will back up his own stuff even though it wasn't out there, that's the kind of guy that does that. I'm not picking right now.
I know, but you were being epic at that moment.
I'm always being epic. That's what the whole show is. I bring the logic, but I also make it sound epic. I will give a pick today on Colorado State and San Diego State. I don't know if you're going to like it. If you're an Aztecs fan, I don't know if you're going to like it if you're a Rams fan. Find out in about 15 minutes or so, 12 minutes. Let's get to the latest on the local Sports Flash.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets, like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. I want to tell you guys about the Boys and Girls Club event coming up. The 44th annual Elegant Night Gala, courtesy of the Boys and Girls Club of Weld County. Wonderful night of celebration and impact. And they're going to be honoring this year's champion of youth, Lori and Ellie Duran. You can hear from the 2026 Youth of the Year. And all the while, you'll be supporting local programs that empower local kids to thrive. Sponsorships, tables, and individual tickets are now available. Just visit bgcweld.org/elegant night. That website again, bgcweld.org/elegant night. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Faith texting in on the Tony Dungy thing, which thanks for bringing that to my attention today. TV seems to be pushing coaches out and players in as far as broadcasting and on-field reporting, pregame stuff. And see, here's my thing. I want it to be entertaining or educational. I want it to be a mix of that. If you can educate me on what's going on in the game, set it up. Because I know sports, Mike. Come on, I know sports, but I don't know it that well. I don't know it as well as coaches and players that play the game, but I also don't want to be bored to tears. If you're sitting here telling me this and you're just like, you're not having fun with it. So you got to find that mix. And it doesn't matter if it's an older coach doing it or if it's a younger player doing it. Like Kendrick Perkins, I know you don't like, he's an NBA guy. He's a former player. He's awful. I'm sure he's a great human. I'm sure he's wonderful, but he's awful. There's not a lot of emotion there. I don't really find myself going, man, I got to see what this dude has to say. So you can be a player that played not too long ago and it's still not good. You got to find the right balance for me. And that's a entertaining coach slash player that's done it. Or you could be like a radio guy that never played the game, like somebody I know, and be really good and entertaining and logical and charming and hilarious. and informative.
My ears are burning.
And all... I can just see you, the mic in hand. Hello, I'm Michael. I'm going to break down the first half. Guy threw ball really far. Guy caught ball. Touchdown. Broncos are the best team on the planet.
They're having the times of their life.
You'd be a little Sergio? Would you be Sergio Dip?
No, I wouldn't.
You think you'd be better than Sergio Dip?
Probably.
You think so?
I think so. I would definitely ask a question that's not
well. He's
football.
Not. He's like he was just broadcasting at that point. He was setting the stage for Vance Joseph's first one of his first. Was that his first game?
Yeah. That was Vance Joseph's first game. That was also Sergio Dipp's like first broadcast.
Yeah,
kind of
just threw him to the wolves, though. To be fair, ESPN I thought screwed him over.
Well, that whole broadcast was bad. I don't remember who the play-by-play gal was,
either.
But like she was fine. She certainly belongs in the booth.
Yeah,
she's qualified. They put her with a first-time color guy. They didn't vibe very well.
And then they sent us a sideline
reporter.
They put
her with Sergio Dipp.
Sergio Dipp.
Like, it just was a bad broadcast. I kind of felt
bad.
It's
a bad broadcast, but it's one of those that we'll never forget.
Yeah.
It's one of the most memorable sideline reporting, bits of reporting that we'll ever see.
And the thing is, like, the guy's actually legit. I think he does some stuff in Spanish. It's just like that was his first ever American
thing. Oh, it was so good.
Thing.
It was totally like passes it to the man, like that the guy that did the news breakdown.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Boom goes the dynamite. It was so good. All right, Mike. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that, but I'm going to give a pick here coming up. Colorado State, San Diego State. Should I pick Nuggets, Spurs, too? Should I pick Avs, Kraken as well? Should we just do a pick today? Feeling kind of picky? I think so. Picks are next.
.1 and 1310 KFKA. Good morning, NoCo. Coach Speak in the Hall Show. Daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, Michael. I'm going to do some picks. Do a pick here. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. I don't really do them outside of football season. I don't make a spectacle of it. But the fans are wanting it. The listeners. I don't have fans. I have listeners. They're wanting more picks. They don't want to wait until football season to have the picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that, Mike.
Now you're taking my day.
No, you don't get a day. You don't get a day.
My day.
How about the Avs win tonight against Seattle? That good enough for everybody? Just go there.
Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody. I think it's going to be a hell of a night. Not necessarily a positive night, but I think they're going to be great games. I think the Nuggets Spurs are actually going to be a really good game. I'm ready. I hope Wimby plays. I hope he plays. I want danger. I want to see Joker go up again.
Well, I'm Wimby. I'm really good at basketball.
It's not really making fun of him, but. I want to see Joker try to solve this mystery. Unsolved Mysteries, starring Nikola Jokic. This week's case, how to solve Victor Wembanyama. I like the Nuggets tonight. Why? I don't know. You know what, Mike? I have a feeling.
Your feeling, that's my explanation.
Yeah, but I like no players. I'm talking about players. I think Cam Johnson's going to have a night tonight. Cam Johnson's in my pressure cooker, Michael. I think he's going to figure it out.
Jokic is in my pressure cooker.
Why? Don't talk about him. You leave him out.
Don't say his name.
I got my Joker shoes on today. I got my Nugget socks on. I look like a Nugget threw up on me, man. I'm ready to go. Nuggets are going to beat the Spurs tonight. Very confident about that. Hammer whatever over it is for Cam Johnson. Do it. Do it.
That's not financial advice.
No, but do it. Rams and Aztecs. I've watched a lot of San Diego State this year. ESPN Plus is a hell of a drug. They're a good team, Mike. I was stunned that San Diego State beat them. Or that CSU beat them the other night. I don't want to go against Ali for Okmanesh, Mike, but do I go with my head or do I go with my heart? Head or my heart? Heart says CSU. Head says San Diego State wins tonight. And I'll let you decide what the pick is from there. But it's San Diego State. A wonderful season ends for Ali for Okmanesh. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.